Under pressure from Governor Josh Shapiro, PECO has withdrawn its proposed rate hikes. Shapiro says the move will save Philadelphia and suburban ratepayers about $500 million. PECO had planned to raise rates for some customers as high as $35 a month, which Shapiro called pure greed. Pennsylvania's public advocate Daryl Lawrence says the move is unprecedented, something he hasn't seen in more than two decades working in the Office of Consumer Advocate.
Economic pressures on all consumers right now, I think, are practically at all-time highs. And we all know what the price of gas is, price of diesel fuel, and this is certainly a good outcome for ratepayers.
The company made record profits last year after an increase raised utility bills for 1.7 million people in southeastern Pennsylvania. The head of PECO's parent company, Exelon, earned $15.6 million in 2025. The company says its withdrawal is based on affordability issues. There's a special election today for one New Jersey district. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
Voters in the 11th Congressional District, which includes portions of Essex, Morris, and Passaic counties, will select a new representative in Congress to replace Mikey Sherrill, who resigned last November after she was elected governor. The contest features Democrat Analilia Mejia, a former Labor Department official who defeated a crowded field in the February primary, including former Congressman Tom Malinowski. Republican Joe Hathaway, a member of the Township Council in Randolph, ran unopposed. The race is being seen as a bellwether for the upcoming midterm elections, with both parties vying for a razor-thin House majority. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Well, another warm one out there on this Thursday afternoon. Sun is shining over Philadelphia. Temperatures right now about 91 degrees in Center City, and we are staying in the 80s until about 8 o'clock this evening. After that, overnight temperatures dropping down to around 70. This is WHYY.